This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis is scheduled to speak tonight at one of the country's largest pro-Israel gatherings. CPR's Matt Bloom reports security at the Jewish National Fund Conference in Denver is tight.
Streets around the Colorado Convention Center were barricaded off ahead of this week's conference. More than 2,000 Jewish leaders and Israel supporters are expected to attend panels and fundraising events. Ron Werner is a Denver business owner attending. He says he expects there to be protests.
We need to learn about each other and from each other. Screaming at each other doesn't solve the problem.
Pro-Palestinian groups have planned demonstrations throughout the weekend, but conference organizers say programming and fundraising for the group's humanitarian work in Israel will continue as planned. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Some migrants from Venezuela are now eligible to apply for a temporary legal status, which would help them find work. Colorado nonprofits estimate 5,000 people here could apply, but that's only about a sixth of those who have migrated to Colorado in the past year. Mary Elena Suarez leads Organización Papagayo.
We have people that come from different countries. We have Colombia. We have Afghanistan's people from Africa. So at this point, we have big need that not necessarily we have a solution for.
Her nonprofit and others are looking for volunteers to help eligible people apply for temporary protected status. Fort Carson will light prescribed fire burns on the base from now through next month. Smoke from the intermittent burns will likely be visible from both the I-25 and Highway 115 corridors between Colorado Springs and Pueblo. This is CPR News.